Blog Talk Radio.
From the graveyard, 6 feet, 3 pair of Nikes, and rapidly sour cushion my ideas. I stay calm, like stepping on pins and needles. I should be Lennon bars, resurrect John and the Beatles. I think my sanity's been trapped in a cell. I've been rolling in the deep, on the search for Adele. Half of them telling truth, most of them frail. Face forward, single file, cause I expect you to fail. It's the cornerstone, I got them running like the pizza man in Home Alone. My chick bad, real bad, look like Neolone. Yolo Mac into a sister on the speed. If she ain't got a wave, only leave her home.
I'm just chilling in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blocking the stairs. My mind's racing. We having a basement party, everybody here. Table full of neck and a rib. It ain't gonna be a basement party. Only niggas gonna sit. Hey, we ain't gonna get out of here.
Only give credit where it's needed. Been dealing with some shit, probably wouldn't believe it. What you tell me, I be bobbing and weaving. Fuck the dummies, you have nothing for me. This is skill, you probably got lucky. Mine on the fame, mine on the money. I wanna roll in paper like a mummy. Up day and night, kick, cutty. Chillin' in the basement, please don't disturb me. Inhaling trees like Kirby. Zoning out the world. Working.
I'm just chillin' in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blocking the stairs. My mind's racing.
We having a basement party, everybody here.
I'm just chillin' in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blockin' the stairs. My mind's racing. I'm just chillin' in my basement. Bitches in the air, niggas blockin' the stairs. My mind's racing.
Yeah, DJ Sincere, Dirty Basement Radio. You know how we get it in. Back in the building once again for another fantastic episode. Got my dude, Mr. Raw, in the building ready to go. So you know we're going to have a fantastic show. We have a fantastic guest that's going to be in the building today. Legendary artist going to be in a building today. Definitely one of the cornerstones, one of the building blocks of this hip-hop thing. Now, I mean, we have the great MC Shan is scheduled to be in the building during the 6 o'clock hour. Definitely looking forward to chopping it up with that gentleman, talking about some things, of course, the background, the history, some of the behind-the-scenes movement. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting some in-depth stories from the great MC Shan. But we're definitely going to be talking with him. He's also going to be dropping off some new music. He has a brand new single. Yeah, he got a brand new single, something for the clubs too. Alright, so we're going to be checking that out a little bit later on in the show also. Alright, telephone lines are open if you want to get at us early. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. A lot of crazy stuff going on. We're going to touch on a couple little things. Okay, I'm going to get into it a little bit later. Probably next week, really. But did y'all see, I saw something on my timeline, so I decided to click on it. I said, let me see what this is. Did y'all see that Lil Nas X new video, man? All right, I don't know if y'all seen that video, but if y'all seen that video is very, I don't know what's wrong with these dudes. All right, niggas be on some of their own shit, some other shit, some next shit, some left shit, some weird shit, some dumb shit, but a whole lot of bullshit. All right, either way you shake it, I mean, take a look at that video. We gonna get into it. I don't know. I'm gonna get my dude, Mr. Roy, connected in a minute. I don't know if he's seen that video, but it's a whole lot of a whole lot going on, and dude seems to be saying some things, or, you know, some people are gonna say, well, it's just a video, it's just the music, it's just imagery on that is really kind of crazy, and what he's engaged in the course of the video was really, really kind of insane and really kind of disturbing. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Don't forget to press that number one button. If you've seen the video, hit me up. All right, let me know what y'all think about that. All right, let me see if my dude, Mr. Roy, is ready to get it in this week. Mr. Roy, what's happening?
Man, you got me thinking now. I got to go check that video out. You know, as soon as we play a song, I'm about to go check that video out because I didn't get a chance to check it out.
Mr. Roy, you might want to wait until after the show, all right, because it might fuck you up.
Oh, my goodness. Now you said
all right,
that.
It might fuck you up. You talked about a
kid in a candy store. Don't eat that candy because it ain't going to be good for you. And now
I'm just trying to warn you, Mr. Warder, you should wait until after the show because if you watch it now, you might be kind of stuck.
And I might go into a
rant. I'm just putting a disclaimer on it like that. You know what I'm saying? You do as you will.
No. Well, guess what? You know best.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Because right now, you know that I will get back and I will go on the rant and it might sidetrack from what our initial focus. And our initial focus is to talk to MC Shizzle with the Wizzle. And I can't wait. He got his new song now. I'll be checking him out on IG. I know a lot of people be doing that too. I got a couple of...
Right.
I ain't make no...
I was on his IG the other day.
I got a couple of things. You know, he's entertaining, man. I ain't going to lie to you. He's still one of the pioneers in the game for me. And I'm glad that he's still doing the thing. So I can't wait till he comes through.
Absolutely. But now another thing I normally wait until a little bit later on in this show, right? But I want to get into this a little bit early in the show now. We talk about battle rap on this show a lot, yo. We talk about battle rap a lot. All my battle rap fans, I make sure that y'all plug in, tap in with us, you know what I'm saying, regarding that particular conversation. But they got some 2-on-2 battles tonight, Mr. Roy.
Oh, good, on Kathleen. Oh, I'm going to check that out. I'm checking that out.
Now, to tell you the truth, some of the matchups, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't really, I mean, because they be throwing off, you know what I'm saying, they be throwing out battles like real kind of heavy nowadays, you know what I'm saying, being that they do have the caffeine app, you know what I'm saying, they don't got to wait for, you know, certain kind of situations, they can just do it, you know, right there and just, you know, put it out. But sometimes it seems like the matchups, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't give, you know, really time for shit to really brew and for you to get that kind of, you know what I'm saying, that kind of feel for a matchup that you really want to see. So it seems like they just be throwing shit together sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But the one, maybe two that I'm interested to see, they got T-Top and Twerk against Mook and Calico. Now, that's a little bit of a, that's like the main event. All right, that's like the main event. All right, it's Mook and Calico against T-Top and Twerk, right? That's the one I'm most, you know, interested to see because, you know, they had a situation where the battle got cut short and it was actually T-Top and Briz, and, you know, the whole story behind that was, you know, they had the fight and Briz ran out the door and hasn't been seen hardly since. I think he popped back up on an interview about a month or two ago, but we ain't seen him in no battle rap in a minute. But, you know, definitely looking forward. It's going to be something to watch. But I wasn't really all that hyped about, you know, this particular card. You know what I'm saying? I think it might be a little bit of a oversaturation going on.
Something to build you up and just keep you content until the next venue comes through. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep you – what it is, they can't – here's what it is. Analyzation. This is only my analyzation. But due to the fact now – battle rap is a highly watched by across the world. Even in England, battle is heavy. It's going down in Dallas, and it's in Canada. So what they're doing now is they're trying to keep you endured throughout the time, so that you don't let too much time go by, because then you might be like, I ain't even try to check for battle rap since y'all take it so long to bring me something else exciting. So they're trying to keep it afloat before it sinks. Because it can sink at times. But if you keep it afloat, it ain't going to sink. So I think that's their strategy.
All right, well, maybe so. We're going to see what goes down tonight. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got the caffeine app, I guess if y'all want to see the battle, you can get that. Or, you know what I'm saying, you can do the roundabout ways like we do sometimes. If you need the roundabout way, then, you know what I'm saying, you got to learn about the roundabout way. But, you know, whatever the case is, the battle's out there. You know what I'm saying? We look forward to seeing what's going on. All right, big shout out to all the folks that's hitting us up right now. Everybody that's on the social media, thank y'all so much. Let's get into a little battle rap. All right, little battle rap bars right now. But this is Kayshawn on his hot single. This is Herkin and Lurkin. I like this joint.
Sneaky! I be where the gangsters be. Herkin and Lurkin. Say you want your way with me. Tell me in person. This is not no battle rap. Don't put my name in your verses. Checking and jiving. Men down. Moment of silence. Niggas don't fear nobody. Niggas know where to find me. Let me go kill somebody. Let me go in your posse. 50 in a stick. Turn your whole clique to zombies. Flame a nigga. Here we go, Ricky Bobby. Relationship with Nina. I keep my bitches by me. I keep my hammer polished. I keep my trigger fire. And I just left from Cali. Had bloods and Christmas sodas. The real respect and real. My niggas solid, you know my niggas slide, you know my niggas ride. You're supposed to be looking for me, why the fuck is you hiding? Hear a lot of talking, don't see a lot of dying. Be a lot of silence, if somebody try. Go ahead, you really gon' make me lose it on you niggas. Go ahead, you really gon' make me pop.
I be where the gangsters be,
Herkin and Lurkin. Say you want your way with me, tell me in person. This is not no battle rap, don't put my name in your verses. Checking and jiving. Bend down. Moment of silence.
I never lend out a gun. Niggas come back with excuses.
Yeah.
Niggas is bumping their gums.
Who
stay cap with a shooter?
Yeah.
I do the drill in the stoli. Drop it off, make my way back in the Uber. One of these rappers got y'all for they rollies. So that shit, they bust the bag on my jewelers. Visit for dappin' no flowers.
Flowers.
Dagger for running your tulips. Never been one for a coward.
No.
You know I'm coming to do it.
Slide.
I'm with a couple of shooters.
Shine.
Just bumping my music.
Go ahead. You really gon' make me lose it on you niggas. Go ahead. You really gon' make me
pop. I be where the gangsters be.
Herkin and Lurkin. Say you want your way with me.
What?
Tell me in person. This is not no battle rap. Don't put my name in your verses. Quit making me nervous.
I be where the killers be.
Yeah.
Shooting and sliding. Usually how we end up being. Usually balanced. If you see these ladies, then no checking and jiving. Men down. Moment of silence.
Provocative, cockiness by the pimp. I body a freak, in and out of the sheets. To fly out the streets, my calories, I'm low cheek. Slimming down, let me lounge on the track. Bounce with a snap loud, but I'm lack smile. When I'm back foul, but I'm black wild. What I stress, I'd rather style with finesse. Crystal and get high, live and direct on the set. Now where they at, silence that rap, Wayne into that. Running down on your trap now, get your gap. Brown in my glass, cash in my casket, I'm underground. Falling in the life, ass to death. I'm coming back, fly than I left, higher than I left. Hypertension, deficit disorder, more wide than I left. Probably five bigger rest with a fireplace. Full shape like a figure eight, with a wave like a bigger bell. Bigger bell, back now, go to the rest. Matter of fact, you now I'm rolling with the crack. Matter of fact, you now I'm rolling with the crack. Matter of fact, you now I'm rolling with the crack. See me cracking at Mac go ring.
Matter of fact, you're now rolling with the crack. Below seat covers, keeping the peanut butter fresh. Wintertime, my circle get minimized. Keep my guys close like a thick hole in the thighs. Can I die? So can I live out of the question? Think you finna rise in Philly? Ride with the reverend. You gon' need all the blessings you can get. Blessings you can fit. My best suggestion to a freshman maneuver quick. You die trying to get rich. I ain't lying street. I ain't every inch. That's why the llama let a limp. A foot long to put on, but I push on. Life short and a good die young. But we ain't done. We here in the red drawing. Patron and Bel Air. Porn stare in the red form with my knee rolling the tree. Leave it up to me. Clip every snitch. Give every stripper a tip. And all my
Our ancestors made it clear that we must be in a state of receptivity during this time. That means you can't be worried about your damn shoes. It means that you can't be worried about what kind of pork juice sandwich you're going to have for dinner. Everybody like their TV and their cable and that new digital shit they're coming out with. And if the brothers and sisters in the hip-hop community don't wake the fuck up, you're going to be obsolete.
Y'all listening? I hope y'all listening. 30 Basement Radio, keeping a real hip-hop. Real talk with this heavy music. Yeah. All right, we got the great MC Chance scheduled to be in the building, so you know we got to keep it official. Mr. Roy, what's on your mind?
You know what kills me is when he says the pork juice sandwiches.
you know what I'm saying? You know, people be lined up, man. They be lined up ready to smack their lips on them greasy sandwiches, man.
Oh, my God. And, you know, and for somebody, I never ate pork in my life, so that's why that sounds so crazy to me. You say pork juice sandwiches? That means you got a sandwich with just the juice of the pork and two pieces of bread slapped together? That's disgusting.
Man, listen, man. People do all kind of crazy stuff, man. That's how they be getting sick and all kind of craziness be cropping up. Because some people eat anything, man. Some people will eat anything. It's crazy.
I've seen it on YouTube, man. It's proof of the matter. Anything that you can skin and clean and cure and season and cook, you can eat. But not this brother here. Not me. Not I. Boy.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, I guess I'll be out there, man. Worst come to worst, I'll be out there eating berries and tree bark. All right? I ain't trying to catch no possums. All right, we ain't eating no raccoons. I ain't trapping no squirrels.
Woo! That put the cringe in my back.
I ain't doing none of that shit. All right, now, maybe a rabbit. Maybe a rabbit. All right, rabbit, maybe a rabbit. All right, but none of that other shit.
I can't even think of rabbits. I can't. I just got to. It's enough that I'm doing chicken and turkeys. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the chicken and turkeys is my limit, and fish.
Right.
That's it.
I got you.
Nothing else.
Yeah, man.
Nothing else, bro. Ooh,
I.
You got me on that one.
Dirty Basement. Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. DJ Sincere, Mr. Roy. Just having a little bit of fun. All right. Pick up that telephone, holler at us if something's on your mind, 563-999-3050. Let's keep it banging with another heater right here, one of my favorite joints from my favorite battle rapper. This is Loaded Lux alongside of Red and Meth.
Been saving in the money, so honeys, the favors win. I got enough fans, ain't looking to make a friend. Bad news for niggas with rap moves. The fact proves I'm way up in the stat pool. If cash rules, the bread good and you fast food. Thought I left, but I write on them like tattoos. Mirror on the wall, who's the flyest of all? Maybe the monologue or fancy designer club. Buying out the bar for baby behind the bar. So you can tell them for tying them on my job. They want me as a martyr, drop the hammer on mama. R.I.P. out the hoodie and light a candle for Harlem. Bring the bitches that knew me and bitches that love me truly. 100 bands for the box and bury me in my Gucci. Velocity.
My vision getting clearer. I'm looking in the mirror. Yeah. I'm saying to myself, that's the plot. Yeah, New York is the city. Got all my with me. Yeah. You know that they get busy. Let's ride. Da 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 da. Try to pop my fan bell. Then I body him in the street like Cornbread Earl. Boy, I'm Jack Earl. I'm like a pit bull. Windex in the pin to make it crystal. 170, but in rap, I'm a big dude. So yeah, I got bars like a gym room. Boy, I'm that dirty. So tell a rap jury that tennis, the only way in gon' serve me. My black Mac Bernie, I even Mac Siri. I'm killing the mic like Conrad Murray. Get your weight up, boy, you wanna hustle with it. Even my protein bars got muscle in it. Pop my trunk, pop yours, nothing in it. I'm cool, so hold up.
Wait a minute.
Let's go.
If all them don't get them first, send them down to unemployment, cause homie gon' get this work.
Right.
Hot bins, every honey gets top 10. If she hops in, then more than likely we not friends. Look, I'm locked in. Hit you like Kelly, your top spin. First I pop, then I'm out like Pirelli's on stock rims. Flies in the game, still applying the pain. This look was top villain and Mike was riding the train. These paper thin villains get scraped and thrown in the flame. 85% of rappers is fake and so is they chain. Now that's a no-brainer. 36 in my chamber. Now I'm moment silence, I throw a L up a banger. Lyrics is not a singer, don't ever forget his gangster. The ladies, they get the thumbs up, coppers just get the finger.
My vision getting clearer, I'm looking in the mirror. Yeah. I'm saying to myself,
that's the plot.
Yeah, all them in the city, got all my with me.
Yeah.
You know that they get busy.
Let's ride.
Da, 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 da.
Hear me?
Right.
You ain't know. Two G's on the track. Mean.
Yeah, yeah, definitely banging right there. Low Deluxe alongside of Red and Meth. I want to give a big shout out to my dude, Priest, man. He was having some serious technical problems yesterday. If you tuned into the Listening Room DC yesterday, I would definitely apologize for having some serious technical difficulties. You know, it was going like in and out different times, you know what I'm saying, dead air situations. But please keep in mind, it's live radio, so sometimes those things happen. I'd have to learn how to roll with those punches sometimes. So, you know, a big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw, you know what I'm saying, came through and gave Priest some pointers on how to deal with the situation, all right, because definitely we got enough experience, you know what I'm saying. That was kind of where, you know, the birth of the rant came from. The birth of the rant was, you know, one day I had like a 30-minute interruption. You know, and I had to talk continuously until I was able to get my system back up. Yeah, 30 minutes. Long time. So, yeah, that was like the birth of the rent right there. So I definitely understand his trials and tribulations, but definitely big shout out to him. He definitely held it down, and he persevered, and he pushed it through. All right, on through to the end of the show. All right, just like a, you know, like a champ, like a champ. I held it down. All right. Matter of fact, I think I must have talked him up. All right, look like he's in the building right now. Let me get him connected. Yo, Priest, what's happening?
Yo, man. Yeah, thanks for even telling the people what happened last night, man. It's a serious life that we're going through right now. And, you know, like we talked about the other day on Mr. Ross' show, when you're going through this divorce thing, your Wi-Fi can instantly cut off during your show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Just instantly. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. And then people send the troops upstairs to interrupt you while you're having the show. You know what I'm saying? And they like,
you didn't give up. That's the best part. The best part, the whole thing, you didn't give up. See, people who listen to the show and realize that you didn't call it quits even when it was a possibility that you should have, or you felt that, you know, let me just hold on a second and you know, time will prevail. Like the way Sincere said it, there was a time that me and him was just talking, and I started to pick up on the fact that if it's any quiet air going on, I need to fill that air with something. And then, you know, me and Sincere started piggybacking off each other. And that's how we got through it, because we had a couple of days that it was like, yo, we only closed down early, maybe about twice, that it was just like, you know what, it's shot. But other than that, man, we talked. That's like he said, the rant was born.
Man, I wish I could get to the microphone and have my rant last night, but I was like, I'm just going to hold it and play the music as soon as I can. And that's what I did. And I was talking to Sincere about erasing the show, and I was like, man, that was some serious music I had last night. And I ain't just want to erase that, bro.
No, it was some good music. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to do something for the people. I'm going to do something for them. Yeah, man, that last tune you had on was bumping, man. I was like, I came in at the right time, man. Don't stop the music on my account.
I would, no doubt, we're going to keep it bumping back in just a second. You know what I'm saying? We just wanted to, acknowledge the situation of last night and just let everybody know exactly what time it was. Because those kind of things will transpire at times, you know what I'm saying? Like we were saying, it will transpire at times, and you just got to be able to deal with it. All right, live radio, we professionals over here, you know what I'm saying? Got to be able to handle whatever may be thrown at us, all right? Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. Looking forward to speaking with the great MC Shan. All right, stay tuned for him in just a bit. Dirty Basement Radio, we'll be right back.
Call me Six Flags, I call her Bad Girl. We be laughing so much, we wake the whole world. She the type to make your new chick your old girl. I'm the type to make her eyes see a new world. Bonafide, the type to see the truth in eyes. So when we vibe, I mean like we really vibe. And when we lit, I mean like we really live. They think we fucked it already when it's just a vibe. And if we ever did, I wouldn't testify. But if it's that good, I wouldn't tell a lie. She'd probably do the same, I wouldn't be surprised. She's so exotic, I think she got me hypnotized.
You always been my friend, yes, true. No one knows just how we do. I think it's time for a every fantasy come true. You always been my friend, yes, true. No one knows just how we do. I think it's time for a every fantasy come true.
Stay on my mind every time that we parted. Arson, putting out the fire that we started. Siphon, ringing, don't wanna be a prisoner. Dreaming, might wanna have some kids with her. So mystique, I could be a gift for her. Phone ringer, I wonder if this is her. Play it cool, I see she wanna get with me. She a fool, always love to leave to laugh with me. Phone call drop, then she called me right back. Perfect match, my type of caliber. So sweet, put a scroll in the bath water. I'm out of order, but the type of man a quarter. Finer thing, think I wanna score. Lord forgive us every scene on recorder. Exotic, a slave to a love, I'm just a product. It's true, movies, devil wears Prada. I'm weak, guess it's time I better pray to Allah. Papa, seeing visions riding on my carpet. Passion, I can see it live in the action. Crashing, throw it on the TV, now it's casting. Blasting, every sound effect, we be crafting. Passing, every little bit, we be grabbing. Back, forth, body still we acting. Head, boy, back and forth and smacking. Ripley, breaking every record, status happening.
Something new coming out the gate from your boy Jada Kiss alongside of Funk Flex and Murder Beats. This joint right here is called Damn Shame. Dirty Basement Radio, let's get it in.
Ain't even too much talking to do, cause you might be an informant anyway. I ain't with the small talk, I let the tequila do it. Bulletproof the Porsche like Tony, I let the dealer do it. Crack in the hoofy that needed the power steering fluid. They just had to pass it off to me, I was like, yeah, I do it. They ain't never did what I done, so don't compare them to it. Quiet while I'm up in the kitchen, I put the care into it. Bars don't depreciate, my shit's just a cabbage can. Streets know what it is, so go on with your accolades. This is for the underprivileged that call hell home. Trump gave them 1200, Obama gave him cell phones. My man got a quarter, he was getting shorter. They hit him with another one, I'm scared to tell his daughter. Shit is getting crazy, drug game is out of order. It's fentanyl, pills, or this K2 in this water. Not the money you save, the money that you run through. Damn shame, but I guess that's what it's come to. They run the game, huh? I guess that's what it's come to. Followers in life, I guess that's what it's come to. Stars overnight, I guess that's what it's come to. But when that money run out, guess who they run to? Beefing on the internet, I guess that's what it's come to. Captions and comments, guess that's what it's come to. Whole lot of nonsense, that's what it's come to. Fake chains, damn shame, that's what it's come to. As far as rappers go, kill a few, teach a few. I'm in a digital space that's unreachable. I got a eulogy written out for each of you. You know exactly just who the fuck I'm speaking to. This same music that's made to stand on the couch, boy. This is something that real niggas can vouch for. He ain't get one kite, he got a dime in. His paperwork ain't right, he gotta sign in. This is a real conversation, don't even chime in. Niggas always go wrong cause they don't read the fine print. But when the money run out, guess who they run to? Damn shame, but I guess that's what it's come to.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, keeping it real heavy, keeping it real heavy. Big shout out to that 804 area code. I think I know who that is. I appreciate you coming through, my dude. All right, let's keep it banging right now. Heat from Billy Dance. Make sure you check the archives. All right, he was here just a couple of weeks ago.
Listen, I do it like I, cause y'all can't do it like I, it's a whole different vibe, you niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music, I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music, shit, I'm fly with the music, you understand what I provide through the music, yeah, your best buy for the music, my version of me is different from what y'all see, the voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm top tier, your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear, yeah. I give up octane, I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change, and everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range, my accuracy is insane. Flagship with the game, OG respectable. Vintage, limited, nigga, collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I feel, boom, boom. Eyes on the prize. Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't, like a, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best buy for the music. My handle is upscale, praise for the frequency. When you discuss fine wine, mention me. Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy. The perfect blend between now and then chemistry. I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bound willingly, or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Hack the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes.
Flip mode.
They can't take us. I'm generation threat. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble folks shit. I ain't got to be humble folks shit. They can't shake us. You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And I'll focus on what niggas represent. Follow the script. Don't get hit.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't,
do it,
like a,
do it.
It's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music.
Yeah, that was the great Billy Dance with that joint, We Busy. All right, that's my theme song for the whole 2021. That's a serious joint right there. That explains it all. All right, me and my dude, we had a real good conversation. Make sure you go back and you check the archives, all right, of that great interview, DJ Sincere, Mr. Raw, and the great Billy Dance. All right, 563-999-3050 as we expect our guest today. Hi, the great MC Shan is scheduled to be in the building in just a bit. I'm looking forward to talking with him in just a little while. But Mr. Roar, have you ever dropped your phone in water? You ever dropped your phone?
Yep, and they tell you to do that rice thing and bring it back and all that foolishness. Yep.
Did it work? Did it work? Did the rice thing work?
Not that well. And then you're impatient while you wait. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, you know, when you hear remedy, you want it to work ASAP, lickety-split. But when you hear...
Right.
You got to put your phone away for 4 days and let it soak up all the water? What you going to do in the meantime?
Right. That's rough. I don't know if people can stand that 4 days. People been done pulled all their hair out and lost their mind. Set their hair on fire. Oh, my phone. I can't let my phone. My phone, they go crazy. They couldn't be able to do it. So... was you able to bring your phone back, or did you have to get another phone?
As I remember, I took the battery out and let the phone dry, and I think I had to replace the battery because the battery didn't come back to what it was. Because I hurried up, you know, when it drops, you got that 2 second rule. You hurry up. So I hurried up, threw it in a towel, dried it off, took the back off, and make sure that it didn't soak through the whole entire system, and then put the battery in rice and wait, and I ended up having to get another battery.
Okay. Right, but at least, like, the phone survived. Priest, how about you? You ever dropped your phone in some water? Did it survive?
No, it didn't survive. I had to get another phone, and the one I changed all the information into, still don't have all the information in. So, no, I'm against that one right there. That ain't work for me. I did the white rice. I didn't eat white rice. I did that. You know, it didn't work out at all.
Okay. I think for most people, it probably doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Now, I had a bit of an episode the other day myself, y'all. I had a bit of an episode the other day. That's why I'm asking. But because I'm in the house and I'm doing some work in the house, you know what I'm saying, doing some remodeling, some home improvement kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying, taking a little break, and I have my phone on my lap. Now, I got the, you know, I got, you know, there's buckets and different kind of stuff, there's water. So this bucket of water is not that far, maybe a foot or two, and I forgot I had my phone on my lap, and I stood up. And when I stood up, you know it's coming, right? You know it's coming, right? So when I stood up, the phone, naturally, it stood up with me, and it flew, and I'm watching the phone, and Mr. Roy, no lie, I swear my DJ reflexes kicked in, and before the phone, because the phone never actually got submerged, it never actually went below the surface of the water. I just started to. But before I could totally get submerged in the water, I grabbed it back, right? But it was still kind of glitching because, you know, it did get a little damp at the bottom where you got that button at, you know what I'm saying? Got a little, you know, space around the button with some water getting inside. So it did get a little bit wet, so it's glitching and it's doing its own thing for a little while. I'm looking at my phone and I'm panicking. I don't want to have to get a new phone out again. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, because these companies, they don't necessarily cut, you know, I got insurance. They don't necessarily cover everything. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think they cover when you drop it in water. I don't know. I got to see. But fortunately, it didn't, I did like you. I took the back off, and it wasn't really wet, like I said. It never submerged. It never went horizontal, all right? It was just going down, vertical, all right? But before
you notice what you say? Due to your
what?
DJ skill.
I'm telling you, son, because it kicked in. And moved kind of quick. Had to move quick. And so I took the back off, but unlike you, I was scared to take the battery out. I better not take this battery out. So I didn't take the battery out. And after a couple of minutes, it kind of slowed down, and it wasn't just, your screens wasn't just jumping around all by itself no more, and it kind of mellowed out. So I was a kind, but it seemed like, you know, it did have some effect because the phone is not quite the same. Like that little middle button don't work the way that it used to no more. So I'd be having to go through a lot of shit to get to the page that I want to get to and got to use the back button a lot and be trying to figure out how to get back to where I want to be when I used to just be able to press the home button and go back to my home page and everything used to be up. But at least I saved my phone. So I definitely feel for the folks who have, you know, dropped their phone in buckets of water or puddles or the bathtub or wherever you dropped your phone at and lost all your shit, because I was this close to being amongst y'all. I was this close to being amongst y'all. My heart was, like, panicking and everything. It's like crazy, man. Too much of our lives is, you know, caught up with these telephones. It's terrible. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing.
It is. It definitely is.
Yeah, but Mr. Rock, I wanted to ask you about, what's up with your homegirl SP Vocals? We're going to get some more music from her.
It's in the queue, baby. It's in there. I got something from her. It's called I Cherish, and you can check it out.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely get into that because, you know, I do believe, you know, that she do be on the check-in. I know she be on the check-in sometimes, you know, but we got to get her on air. You know, you got to get her on air. Seems like she's a little, you know, a little bashful, maybe a little bit reserved or whatever, but we definitely got to see if we can get her, you know, to come on air with us sometime or another. All right, big shout-out to all my area codes coming through, showing love. Definitely appreciate all the support. Big shout-out to my 951s, my 804s, my 754s, my 484s, my 706, of course. My dude Priest and Mr. Raw, of course, in the building. If you want to join the conversation, press that number one button. We'll definitely bring you on the air. All right, let's get to it right now. Let me see. I got this 484. I want to come on board. 484, you're live on the air. What's really good?
Hey, what's happening, brother? Just checking out the broadcast. I just logged in. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I'm just checking out the broadcast.
I was going on with you, man. You sound a little bit crazy out there. It sound like the wind is going crazy or something's going on.
Nah, we on the street. Just moving. All right,
that's what it is. All right, now, 484, where's that calling in from?
That's JP.
This is Philly. It's Philly.
Oh, that's JP. Okay, I'm telling you, I can't really tell.
Yeah,
all right, JP, what's happening, man?
Yeah, that's JP. What's happening, brother?
All right, it's all good. It's all good. I'm coming through. JPB in the building with us. All right, on Mondays, and sometimes he drops in on Fridays, too. He's the co-host of the Listening Room Philly, along with Priest on Mondays from 6 to 8. Make sure you come through. Priest does double duties. He's also on Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m. with the Listening Room, the original Listening Room, the Listening Room, D.C., so make sure y'all check out that program. All right, it looks like I got my dude Buttons. Buttons, what's happening?
What up?
What's happening with you?
What's the deal there?
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We got to finish that conversation behind the scenes and finish getting things lined up. You know what I mean?
Whenever you're ready, dog.
All right. That's what it is.
Hey, as far as the cell phone thing go, from what I hear, you ever get your shit like wet, you're supposed to take it completely apart, put it in a bag of rice. That's what I hear.
All right. Did it ever happen to you? Did the rice thing work for you? You tried it?
It's hard to say if it works or not, because I've had this shit completely submerged and no rice around, and it still works. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. I guess you must have had the super phone or something, but it's all good.
That's what guys in the industry told me to do. Guys that, you know what I'm saying, that fuck with the phones and sell them and shit like that and sell your service. That's what I hear.
Okay.
Check it out.
Right.
Get your phone wet. Go get your phone wet and put it in some rice.
Let me know
how it works.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to do that or not. I don't know. I have to take somebody else's phone to try it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we're gonna try this with your phone.
All right, but nah. But it's all good. All right, 563-999-3050 Dirty Basement Radio. Have a little bit of fun on the airways. All right, bitch it out to SP Vocals. We're gonna get into this a little bit. We're gonna vibe off of this for a second, see what's really good. One of the I guess we could call her I don't know. One of Mr. Roar's artists. All right, that's the artist that you are working with, Mr. Roar, artist you've been working with for a while.
Oh yeah, she's one of my union members. You know what I'm saying? She's a union rep and she does her own thing, man. We've done a lot of music together and she's still going strong, man. She got a little pretty melody. She's been featured on a few of my things, and we got some new things in the cook-up. So this is one of her newest offerings. So check it out, man.
Nice work, nice work. Big shout out to SP Vocals on that joint. I cherish you. Yeah, nice vibe on that one. All right, yeah, we can rock with that. We can rock with that. All right, big shout out to her. Definitely got to get her on the airwaves, get her to make an appearance. All right, say a couple of words for us one time. All right, let me jump back to the telephone lines real quick. Got a 951 area code in the building. 951, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
You already know Mr. Global Coastal, a.k.a. Boss Izzle, my nizzle, you. What's up, bro?
You.
What's
good?
Boss Hog, what's really good? All right, what's happening with you?
Oh, man. I ain't been to the basement in a minute, man. I had to come make sure my little spot on the couch was still comfortable.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got like a, you know what I'm saying? You got like a spot of honor. We got it roped off and everything.
Man, I'm just tuning in, though, showing some support. I know it's been a while. Mr. Raw hit me in the box, so I definitely had to slide on in here, man.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? So what's happening on the West Coast, man? What's the latest?
Sunshine, man. It's good. Beautiful weather, you know what I'm saying? Everything cool out here, man. I'm just chilling. Don't really got nothing. I got some stuff going on in the background. It ain't ready to be released yet, though, but y'all going to be hearing from me in a minute, man.
All right. Boy, talk back with it real serious. All right, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? I remember you was out with, some real nice joints about a year or so ago, so I guess you got some more in the bag that you're cooking up.
Yeah, man, my people just, they don't want to let me retire, man. Every time I call myself retiring, one of my people come back and make me get back on the mic. So my boy, shout out to my boy West Coast Casanova from The Suspects, you know what I'm saying? He want to get me back in the studio and work on some stuff, so look out for that in the near future.
I'm going to get you, too.
I know that.
I'm going to get you.
You already know. See, Mr. Raw, one of the people that don't want to see me retire, man. I just want to go in the background. I'm old.
Nah, son, never that. If I do Boss Hog. All right, checking in from the West Coast, man. Ain't no reason to, man. As long as you making joints like this, ain't no reason to. This is my dude, Boss Hog, right here. I'll be damned.
On a level a lot of niggas can't understand. High vibrating, got me feeling like a man. 100,000 smoking loud trips to Japan. Oh man, I'll be damned. On a level a lot of niggas can't understand. High vibrating, got me feeling like a man. 100,000 smoking loud trips to Japan. Oh man, I'll be mind over matter. Got some shatter in the Swisher sweet. Nike to the pavement, getting paper in these Cali streets. Pistol underneath my seat, prepare for beef becoming peace. Vibrating high, intoxicated off some THC. The same here though, mentality of after little. Like to lick it, play with your clip like it's a fiddle. Light drinker, sometime I like to take a sip. Some say I can't invest, I'm representing Playboy Hustle Crip. To each his own, I'm hopping to the casket drop. Investing in my bed, I'm dedicated to this rabbit hopping. Nah, stop, my mission is to get a bag. I'm manifesting all the shit I wanted that I never had. Living in the present and enjoying every second. Ain't no time for no regretting when you busy taking checks and loving life. I'm never gonna sacrifice the person that I am to make another person feel alright. On a level a lot of niggas can't understand. High vibrating, got me feeling like a man. 100,000 smoking loud trips to Japan. Oh man, I'll be damned.
on the level, a lot of niggas can't understand. High vibrating, got me feeling like a man. 100,000 smoking loud trips to Japan. Oh man, I'll be Dave's front property. Sucking lemon, sipping Henny, worthy of this paper, cause I'm earning every fucking penny. Ain't just for me, I'm building on a legacy. So Lauren daughter benefit our paper made by HOG. Providing opportunity, investing in her property. Slang it to the load of other niggas who resemble me. I'm from the rap, that's something that won't ever change. But that would be a shame if my mentality was still the same. I'm glad it ain't, and ain't no need for validation. But it's been a minute since I packed up and went on vacation. I have your laces and keep running your marathon. Just got a brand new pen that I'm trying to put some carrots on. God and me inspired every lyric to this fucking song. When he wake me up, he tell me, nigga, get your hustle on and stay strong. Keep moving positivity, focus on your desires that you manifest them physically. On a level, a lot of niggas can't understand. High vibrating, got me feeling like a man. 100,000 smoking loud trips to Japan. Oh man, I'll be damned. On the level, a lot of niggas can't understand. High vibrating, got me feeling like a man. 100,000 smoking loud trips to Japan. Oh man, I'll be damned.
Yeah, I was right there, so yo, I was laughing. Give a nigga a little drink in the nigga's system. Niggas go cry, whatever. You old wildin' now, son. They need to chill, son. Cowboy.
Click, clack. Get back, it's a nigga with a gun and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next man up in your back, holding the gas. My 380 special is a friend of my palm. Something I can rely on and depend like my mom. Something to toss to the curb and forget like my dad. Relieves my stress more than a pen in the pad. When I grab it, it's just like I'm holding a fat ass. It gives me a rush when I let off a fat blast. Shining, just like I'm cleaning my car. To make sure that the chrome gleams just like a star. I carry it just in case these niggas do hate me, you know? The clip is fully loaded with the switch off the safety. But lately, I really don't have to use it. But I keep it close by just for a nigga who loses. I shoot it over my slim nose rifle, cause it's easy to stash. Don't give a nigga an eyeful. I stifle the drama every time I come around. You should see all the people how they act when they smile. Click clap. Get back, it's a nigga with a gun and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next man up in your back, holding the gas.
Click, clack. Get back, it's a bitch with a gun and she don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next bitch is up in your back, holding the gas. A pearl handle 22 is what I use for my foes. Something I can rely on and keep it stashed in my clothes. Something to toss in the trash, forget like my past. Relieves my stress more than purchasing bags. When I grab it, it's just like I'm holding a fat dick. I wave it in the air like I'm performing magic. I shine it, just like I'm glossing my lips. To make sure you remember it, just like a kiss. I carry it, just in case there's bitches who hate me. With one in the chamber, to switch off the safety. But lately, some bitches know how to act. They don't try to piss me off, cause I'm quick to cock back. I choose it, over my black handle Beretta, cause it's easy to hide. I keep it tucked in my sweater. I let a bitch understand when I come around. You should see how they act every time when they hear the sound. Click, clack. Get back, it's a bitch with a gun and she don't know how to act. It's the fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next bitch is up in your back, holding the gas.
Click, clack. Get back, little nigga with a gun and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the Mac. Till the next youngin's up in your back, holding the gap. A semi-auto 25 is what I keep on my waist. Something I could rely on when niggas jump in my face. Something to toss in the trash right along with my past. Relieves my stress, just like getting some ass. When I grab it, it's just like I'm holding a fat kick. Gives me a strong rush, like I'm up in the fat clip. I shine it, just like I'm cleaning my ice. Cause it got a gleam right before taking a life. I carry it just in case this nigga too hate me. Extra clip in the pocket with the switch up the safety. But lately, I ain't have to bust off. But I keep it close by for niggas thinking I'm soft. I choose it over my 9mm, cause it's easy to stash tucked under my white beater. If I meet a nigga looking for drama, I'm down. It's amazing how they tense up once they hear that sound.
Click, clack. Get back, it's a nigga with a gun and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the max. Till the next man up in your back, holding the gas.
Click, clack. Get back, it's a bitch with a gun and she don't know how to act. It's the fact that once you strap, you feel like the on that till the next bitch is up in your back pulling the gas.
Click clack. Get back, little nigga with a gun, and he don't know how to act. It's a fact that once you strap, you feel like the Mac to the next youngin' up in your back, holding a gap.
Please don't forget to press that number one button if you want to join the conversation. Let me make sure that my switchboard is not acting. Mr. Roy, where's Mr. Roy? All right, there you go. Mr. Roy, what's happening?
I'm here. Is it working? Are you need me?
No, we good. Yeah, just checking. All right, just trying to wait for our guests to get settled in the building. All right, getting ready to have a real good conversation with the great MC Shan. But now, for all my independent artists, all right, I've been rocking so many joints. I did forget to make this announcement. Please send through your joints. All right, drtybsmntmp3@AOL.com, and we'll definitely see about getting your joints here on Dirty Basement Radio. Now, definitely looking forward to, you know, talking about, you know, like the whole situation, the whole Juice Crew evolvement and everything coming up through that, you know, the relationships that, you know, maybe they stand now, and, you know, like a whole lot of things. So definitely just waiting a couple more minutes to get MC Shan connected. I look like we have him in the building right now. Let me see if I can get his microphone working properly.
Am I unmuted?
Welcome to the Dirty Basement. How are you?
I appreciate being in the Dirty Basement.
All right, that's what it is, brother. All right, definitely a pleasure to have this opportunity to welcome you back, actually. It's been a minute since we've had the pleasure of having you on these airways. I'm quite sure some things have, you know, transpired. Now, of course, man, you're one of the, founders of this. You're one of the, you know, the building blocks. You know, definitely a legendary artist, with hip hop. Now, having the longevity, having the career, and everything like that, you know, how does it feel at this stage of the game, you know what I'm saying, especially, you know, having seen it come so far?
Well, that's still amazing, for the simple fact nobody ever thought that this would ever be a genre of music or a thing that we could get paid from and actually feed our children. So it's a great thing overall, you know. It's giving us all jobs, places, you know, we're working, you know.
Right, right. Now, when you were first, starting off and everything like that, and like the music was just coming out, and, you know, I'm quite sure that, you know, it was like a real crazy time for everybody that was involved. You know, did you expect, because, you know, when The Bridge first came out, all right, when that song hit, I mean, it hit. I mean, it was one of those joints, you know what I'm saying? I mean, were you really prepared for that?
That song was a cassette tape in Queensbridge 2 years before anybody ever heard it, because we didn't think that nobody wanted to hear about our projects. Elijah, get up here, baby boy. We didn't think nobody wanted to hear about it. And then when it dropped, there was just those crazy noises. It was just different. It was a different sound.
Man,
nobody ever heard
man,
that.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
That annoying. Win-in-in-in was annoying.
Nah, that joint, it fit, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, when that joint dropped and the drums and, you know what I'm saying, and you came on with the vocal, I mean, because, you have that very distinct
that,
voice.
That,
I'm sorry,
that annoying. That was something new.
Okay.
That
right,
was
right.
New. That, yeah. that part of it.
But everything that came following that, as far as like the fame and everything like that, I mean, was that something that you were prepared for? Like, you know, even though it might have been a mixtape for 2 years, when it finally did drop, did y'all expect that kind of response from that?
No, it was hip hop was really just starting out. We didn't know what to expect. It ain't like now when you put out something and it's hot, you know it's going to be a hit. What's expected? We didn't know what the heck was going on, you know? We did not know at all. It was like people ask all the time, did you know? We did not know what we were doing. When you're doing something, you're in the moment. You never think forward that far to think that, it's, oh, this is going to be incredible, because you're in the moment, you know?
Right. Now, it seems like some of the joints that came out, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, the whole Queensbridge, you know, that Marley was involved in and everything like that, were some of those songs actually even supposed to get released like that? Or did y'all just wake up one day and they were on the radio?
We just put it on the radio. In the morning, put it on the radio. Nobody was, you know, when I did a record on Saturday morning, it was on the radio Saturday night. So it was, I didn't have to go through the same type of trials and tribulations that most artists had to go through. Shuffling demos. I never had a demo. I just went right from Molly's four-track cassette to on the radio.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, Molly was on the radio every week. So, yeah, you could definitely take it and spin it live over, you know, New York City radio, and everybody got to, you know, everybody got to experience that. But now, what was the, you know, what was the contract situation like? I mean, what was that like?
Wasn't really none. It was basically, we good, we cool, I'll make sure you all right. Until Cold Chillin' and all of that came along. Then we started getting into contracts, which was still not even having a contract at all. So.
Okay, so at what point did Cold Chillin' get involved? Like, how far down the line, you know, were you before you got, you know, step two and that whole entity came involved?
Cold Chillin' was involved from the beginning. Tyrone Williams is Cold Chillin'. Tyrone Williams is the one that founded me and Shantae, and, you know, so it wasn't like Cold Chillin' just popped up. We are Cold Chillin'. I named Cold Chillin' Cold Chillin'.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
You there?
Okay. No. All right, yeah, no doubt. We're live on the air. We have MC Shan with us. All right, I have my co-host, Mr. Roy, in the building also. I'm going to bring him on the conversation right now. All right, and get into a couple of more things. Mr. Roy?
You?
Mr. Roy, how are you doing, sir?
What's the deal? What's the chisel, my nizzle? What's the dilly, man?
I'm chilling like a villain, you know, like a villain from the old Wild West.
Guess what I got? Guess what I got on your behalf right now? Just
what do you
I
got?
Man, you don't know.
What you got? You got
a whistle? You
that's mandatory.
What?
That is mandatory.
Listen, don't get us in trouble on the line, man. You got the whip up in here. You doing what I got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you coming through the Dirty Basement, man. Listen, man.
I get my car
down. It is a fact that you are a pioneer of this thing right here. And usually when I interview artists, I ask them who is their influences or who's their top five or whatever. But at the same token, you're from the beginning of time where this thing is created. And a lot of times, sometimes they pick you. So I was saying, well, who does a person like you tell me was your influence?
Melly Mel was my influence. Melly Mel.
Mel
had them words. See, Kumo D had those big college words, but Mel had stories for you. You know what I'm saying? Vivid
right.
Dreams of passion, and that's what I wanted to do with my rhyme. But I didn't want to yell like the those that came before me.
No doubt.
I came with the smooth, all of his beats and the rhymes, because I didn't want to be wrong. Yelling, ha, fuck the bell. That was the crew before us. You know, running them, they yelled. LL, he yelled. You know what I'm saying? It was thought that yelling on the microphone gets your message across more. No, you're just yelling at me. You know, you're just yelling at somebody. So I wanted
That's
to be
crazy.
Smooth, which opened up the doors for Rakim's and Kane.
Crazy because Run DMC yelled too. I remember they had the echo. And
right.
The thing is, you got some of the most quotable lines in the game, and you've been used sample wise. I even sampled you myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you know that you have influence in hip-hop, when you now put out music,
do you change the strategy or do you try to adjust to what's going on because now the evolution of hip hop has risen to a new level? Or you say,
but
you know, if
I've done what I do, I've just dropped this new song called Bounce, right? But if you listen to me lyrically, I'm still doing what Shan does, and that beat is just, you know, it's not trap music. It's a nice rhythm, you know, but I'm just doing me. But if you can't beat them, you might as well join them.
True.
I had to get out of stuck out of that old school mentality, you know, that I was just, I mean, I always is, you know, lyrical and whatnot. Well, let me come and show these little young cats that I could do what you do and make lyrics out of it, you know, make a story that sounds funny. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Hunter, stop it. There's no fish in that mud hole in the backyard. Get the fishing pole out of there.
Shan out there with the
you
kids.
Something. Let me
sound
know.
Like,
let me know.
You sound like Shan out there
something.
With the grandkids right now. You got to lay it down.
No, I'm with my son.
Got to let them know they're acting up. They're acting
son.
Up.
No, I'm with my son. He's trying to fish. I got when they cut a tree in my yard, thing dropped and it left a little sinkhole and it got water in it. He's got the fishing pole trying to catch a fish. So I'm just letting him know if he catches something, let me know.
Okay. All right, that's what's up.
One last question for you because I do follow you on IG and I'll be checking you out. You know, every time you rant and you go on, you do what you got to do. I watch the progress of your party bus. And all that. I've seen how you did your thing. You know what I'm saying? How you raised the kids and all that. So, you know, you became a social media, like, go-to, like, when they want to hear the words of wisdom. Now you're, like, a different public figure. And then I seen that you said that you wanted to go do the verses with KRS. And I want to see that myself. And, you know, forget, like, what you said, you was like, forget about the 20 albums. Just go one album, verse for verse. You know, what's the problem? Why he won't indulge in that? He feels like his album catalog is so great.
That was his cop-out. That's the cop-out right there. If I'm telling you, let's go my last digital album against yours just to show you that I'm lyrically superior, you can kill me at a show any day. That's no question, you know? And what he would want to do is either get me in front of a crowd so he can use the crowd hype to, you know what I'm saying? Perception is everything. And so if the crowd perceived that Chris rocked me, they would never pay attention that his lyrics were way low on the scale when it came to stories that Shan was writing and things like that. And so a versus would have been perfect. But the cop-out is, I ain't messing with nobody that's got over 24 albums. Come on, man. Or else you calling out a, get out of that hole. Or else you calling out a Kane, or you calling out a Nas, or a LL. People that you just, that it seems that you just trying to go at somebody that's got a lot of notoriety, trying to notarize yourself. After 25 albums, if you still making albums, my man, your notoriety ain't that, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to talk crap about me, oh, yeah, I only made 3 albums. But look, my notoriety is still the same as yours with 25 albums. That isn't like I disappeared into obscurity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I love Chris, but that's his cop-out. And I just keep saying my last digital album against yours. And now if you want to keep it up, I hope that this song that I've joint got out right now, I think I'm catching up in the race. I'd rather go out with a nice, hot song. Y'all will never hear another record from Shan again. I started with a smash. I'm going to leave with a bang. And to put it to you bluntly, MCs can't hang.
All right, MC Shan in the building with us, hanging out in the dirty basement, definitely having a real good conversation. You and KRS should do a tour together. That would be the move. Y'all should think about, you know, get all that.
Tools. I'm not, listen, I've got children to raise. All of that should have been done 20 years ago. I'm not going out here singing no music. I don't need to do that.
I'm not going outside. That's it. You're not going outside.
No, I'm outside right now, but I'm just saying I have no need or desire to go out and do shows to make money. I'm straight how I am right now.
Okay.
You know?
Gotcha. And my life is set up the way it is. And I don't need to go out and leave my sons and doing things. And I'm gone for months at a time at 55 years old. And I drop dead on one of these concert halls floor. No, I'm sorry. Y'all can have that.
We definitely wouldn't anticipate that happening. We definitely wouldn't hope that that would happen. But I definitely know that the fans would definitely, the fans would definitely love
that.
To see that.
Well, look, I'm not going to test the waters on that. That's a pool that y'all could just keep walking by. Don't dip your feet in it or nothing. It ain't going to happen. The water's too cold.
All right, Sam says it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. We got his new music out. We're going to be premiering that. We got your new music, brother. We're going to be premiering that in just a little while. But we want to throw it back to the one that actually set it all off when this one dropped, had everybody going crazy. Dirty Basement Radio, MC Shan is in the building. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. I press that number one button, and we will get you on the airwaves, and we might get you on the airwaves. Either way, this is MC Shan, The Bridge.
Texas. Same one time that Shan got jetted on. If you did get light, boy, then who you think shed it on? That rhyme for your mind is like a breath to freshen up. This is not a threat, feel free about stepping up. Once I'm on, I'll think about getting on. Play me closer out of post, and I bet that I'll be letting off. Rap is a game that you shouldn't indulge in. My rap is so good, they keep my pockets bulging. Does it light at the back and ride around like this one? Relax, grab the Buddha, and proceed to switch one. I think your mind is one, say your boy's nice knowing you. The next time to see you, I'll probably be hoeing you. Cause I write rhymes and more than just two scoops. And Puma's a brand, cause the clan makes troops. There's no competition, cause there ain't no comp. Fuck around with this and get a mud hole stomp. I feel free now that I cleared this. How could I feel off? Boy, I helped pioneer this. 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 Boy, I helped pioneer this.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio hitting you with a couple of classic joints right there. All right, coming from our guest, MC Shan. All right, let me get him back reconnected. All right, let me jump to the telephone lines right now. I've got a couple of folks that definitely want to say hello. All right, JP, are you with me?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
All right, no doubt. You're live on the air right now with MC Shan.
Peace, MC Shan.
What's happening, JT? You all right, brother?
Yeah, man, everything's good. I love your work, of course. I have a question about one of your lyrics.
Okay.
Now, when I was coming up, I'm from the Philadelphia area. There was a rapper. Well, there is a rapper. He's still out, but he go by the name of Larry Lair. So Larry Laugh had this lyric that said, "Larry Laugh first, please not last." And I just heard that John again. Like every time I hear it, I'm wondering, did he sample that from you, or was that what you were even saying?
That's what I said. Larry Laugh, third, least not. That's what I. He sampled it.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. The actual particular record. But if he used that part and his name is Larry Glare, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was perfect for him.
Yeah, because that was the hook to the whole album. That was the main hook. I can't remember anything else in that album from Larry Glare except Larry Glare first, please not last. Then I heard you say it, and I was like, well, he must have sampled that from Shan. But that just shows how lyrical and how far your influence has gone, because that definitely is a hook he used. And my other question, and I'm gonna get off, is do you like who's your favorite instrumentalist and who influenced you as a rapper?
Melly Mel, like I said earlier, that was what influenced me, because along the game I just looked around and seen nobody's giving me any comp. I'll tear any of y'all up. So I didn't really respect. If you wasn't a rapper that I think I could duff off, or, you know, if I thought I could duff you off, I gave you respect, but I would never look at you like that. But any of the ones that I was looking at was ones that would give me trouble. The ones that I made diss records about, the LLs and the KRSs and whatnot, you know, them are the ones that, you know, anybody else, Dana and them are not battle rappers, Kwame. You know, they was of a different breed. Imagine trying to battle Kid and Play. It better be in dance moves. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Any instrumental? Were you influenced by any instrumentalists? Because I've heard like Rakim speak on John Coltrane and so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? But were you influenced? Because I know y'all were like the beginning of what we call hip hop rap.
I'm
now.
Here.
Were you influenced by any instrumentalists?
Of course it was, because all of the records that we had sampled in the crates was from our grandparents to our mother, which consisted of the John Coltrane, the Nina Simone, the Herb Alpert, and things like this. You know what I'm saying? So we were all influenced by that.
Okay.
I was influenced by hip-hop from my mother. My mother would play music on Sunday morning, every Sunday morning. You could expect for my mother to be blasting music, cleaning up the house. Get on the side of the yard, boy.
So that was.
But
like,
I mean, she wasn't. She wasn't blasting hip hop. She was blasting with the
no,
jazz R&B.
Wasn't even invented at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
She was playing
Harold
Melvin and the Blue Notes and things like that.
Right.
Al Green.
Right.
And most people of my era, that's what they came up on. Looking in their mama's record crate to find a sample that nobody else got.
Yeah.
Get away from there, Holter Holter.
Do you do production, MC Chan? Do you do music production as well, MC Chan?
I produced Informal with Snow. But that was like,
wow, okay.
You know, my crowning achievement in production. That came
wow.
out and sold a lot more records as a producer than any of my things that I did
as
MC Chan.
Wow.
And then in
okay.
2019, Daddy Yankee redid it, and it became number one all over again in 2019.
Wow.
Get out of that, Albie. Get out. Close the door.
That's awesome.
Kids, always wait till you
yeah.
do something to try and test you.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Thanks for taking some time to speak with me. Thanks for taking my questions.
No. This is how I got to juggle. I got to juggle this life here. The game didn't choose me. I chose the game. You know what I'm saying?
I got to juggle this however I got to.
No, that's what's up. We're in the building with MC Chan.
Appreciate you, JP.
Yes, sir.
All right, no doubt. We're in the building with MC Chan right now. All right, having a real good conversation. What's the status of the Juice Crew? You know what I'm saying? Now, we might not can't get a tour, but maybe we can get like a collaboration, maybe like a reunion, something.
We've done that already. Everybody's on their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Right? Hey, if you don't get over here, everybody's doing their own thing at this point. You know, with Corona slipped in, everybody's really into what they got to do to make their thing pop off. And so
that's a long off question.
That's a long off idea. That's something that wasn't even thought about or put into plan. I mean, we've done shows and things like that. We've done little overseas tours like 2 years ago.
Okay.
It has happened, but it's not no thing that you're going to hear. Like that, unless a miracle happens.
Okay, we got you. Right, we got some brand new music that's coming from you, man. So, you know, what made you decide that this was the time you wanted to put something out?
I'm just funny like that. Remember I said I quit hip hop and I wasn't making no more records ever? And then I got the 80s.
Nah, never that.
I went in the studio and I just, you know, all right, let me just do that. Let it look, she's shaking for me, look, you know, and it's like a new song with a hook, something that's catchy, not just one word. You know, it's a catchy hook to it. Songs don't have hooks like that no more, you know what I mean? And so
right.
I just wanted to use my creativity and do what I do. Get out of there, Hota Hota. Do what I do on the level that they're doing it.
Now, who did the production on this?
My boy Pocket.
All right, one more.
DJ Pocket.
Okay, DJ Pocket. All right, well, big shout out to him on this one. All right, MC Chan in the building dropping off his brand new song. Let's get into it right now. Remember where you heard it first. This is MC Chan, Bounce.
Love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it. Make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it, make it rain, go on show and make it bounce. In a G-string, pulling on my zipper, singing in her ear, I'm in love with a stripper, I say I wanna feel her, touch her where it tickles, f***ing with her mind, while she grinding on my pickle, these all that's on my mind, girl, what you doing to me, shorty got me hooked, on the way she shake that ooey ooey, good, bet it's nice and chewy, he bought her everything, way before she knew me, boom, boom, dropping it in sync, shorty better watch it, cause I'm about to spill a drink. I was drinking Grey Goose, shorty on Patron. Pictures of a f***y all up in my phone. Shorty, she a freak, she already admitted. Looking at it shaking like Jello when I hit it. Shake it side to side, now shake it up and down. Before you pop it, baby, won't you break it to the ground? Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, shorty, make it bounce, bounce, bounce.
make it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show and make it bounce. Let me ride, let me take it for a spin. Say that I'm a lucky man, cause she got a twin. Go on, mama, toot it up, all make it shine. She wanna make it beat it up and treat it like it's mine. Shorty make that pop while she on the pole. Watch her on the way down, she way she make it roll. Shorty so fly that I'm tricking on a friend. Money in a bunny, spending hundreds like they ten. Shake it to a love song, she don't need a booty track. All I throw is money at her, she throw me that booty back. Shorty, she a freak, and she know I know it. Cause she always make it pop right before she throw it. I don't wanna keep the... I just wanna borrow. Hit it with the ding-a-ling and bring it back tomorrow. Told her that I want her ever since I seen her. Let me hit the pussy, I'ma catch a misdemeanor, girl. Love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show it, make it bounce. Love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, show it, make it bounce.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. Remember when you heard the first brand new music coming from MC Shan? That's right, you heard what I said, MC Shan. That joint is called Bounce. All right, that voice right there, that voice is still timeless, bro. You still sound young on the track.
Ah, thank you. Look, right then, that's when y'all supposed to mix in that new Cardi B joint that all the chicks be what you call them, bouncing to.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Definitely got something that we can vibe to, something we can rock here on Dirty Basement Radio. Definitely something for the clubs. All right, some up-tempo that people could definitely get their boogie on that joint. All right, so, you know, what could we, you know, now, is the joint officially out? Is it available?
It'll be out on the 31st officially. It's going to be on all digital outlets. If not the 31st, it'll be like 3 days after that because I messed up on the artwork and they couldn't accept my artwork. So I had the artwork redone. I got to re-send it up to them. And then it'll be done. It's coming out official. It's going to be official.
Okay.
But right now I got a bounce challenge going on. You know what I'm saying? Let's see who can make
it. I talk about it.
Bounce. I just did. No more than that. And then hashtag bounce challenge. That's all. The song is out there for people to hear. And that's one thing I understand about the music nowadays. It's like you can't think with the old state of mind to keep that music hidden and hold on to it tight. Trying to, you know,
right.
You got to give it to the people nowadays, you know, and you got to give it to them. You can't hold on to it like, you know, you only going to be playing it in your car for you and your friends trying to wait for a deal, you know. So when I made that, I made sure that all the DJs had it. Go ahead. Just have it because the DJs is the ones that make you or break you in this game.
That's right. That's right. Definitely got to get it out there to the folks. We got MC Shan in the building with us for a couple more minutes. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Press that number one button if you want to say hello. If you got something you want to ask MC Shan, press that number one button right now. All right, no doubt about it. So as far as the way that, you know, the whole system works, you know, is it different or is it difficult to do all of the basic work that you have to do to be an independent artist? You know what I'm saying? I mean, were you used to, you know, having things done for you, or were you always more hands on?
I've been hands on. You see how I build buses, right? But now what people gotta understand over is way different when I was coming up. When I was coming up, if I wanted somebody in another state to have my song, it wasn't as instantaneous as it is right now with this internet and email and all of this, you know. You'd have to put in an envelope, mail it, they'll get it the next 7 days, and then they're going to look at it on record day when they got 50,000 records to listen to, you know. So there's the chance of somebody actually getting to listen to your joint, but now it's more personal. I can send it right to your email, you know.
That's right.
You know, and it's way different. So I'm liking the way that this is because I don't have that team. I don't have all of that. Elijah! Go around that corner again, and I'm going to pop you live on the radio. You go around that corner again. But I don't have that team. This is my team, chasing him around corners. You know,
okay.
So I got to, I'm happy for the outlets that I have that in order to get this out to the people. And it just spread like wildfire. Wait till y'all see the videos coming from Brazil. Wait till y'all see the bounce videos coming from Brazil, yo. I'm like, it's already a win, Brazil. Get out.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Now, I guess we should expect that coming real soon. We'll definitely be looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? Video to, accompany the song.
What else
should we expect from, you know, MC Shan? Would it be some, merchandise? What else should we expect from MC Shan coming up in 2021?
Just the same things that people see on my Instagram every day. Nothing going to change. I'm just going to still be the same me. You know, if I think of it along the way, it'll pop off. But I don't have any plans on doing anything. I'm just enjoying life right now. That's basically my main goal.
All right, no doubt. Got MC Shan in the building, one of the realest dudes, just telling you straight like that. All right, he's 55 years old, and he's taking it easy, as Mr. Roy would say, two letters, easy, just enjoying life and doing the music and vibing out. So we definitely appreciate the time. We appreciate the new music, man. We're looking forward to seeing, what it is that, you have to offer, and I'll definitely be jumping on that IG Live again in the near future. All right, to see what, to see what's happening.
And for the people that's listening, my IG is MC Shan with a number one at the end. MCSHAN with a number one. Guaranteed some days you're going to hear some good stuff, and other days it's going to just be, ooh. Ooh. But it's all going to be interesting.
Either way, we definitely know it's going to be entertaining. We definitely know it's going to be the real you. And MC Shan coming through. Well, brother, thank you so much for spending some time, man, and we'll be getting with you real soon.
All right. Appreciate y'all, Tom. Appreciate the folks for listening, and I'm out. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. That's what's up. All right, Mr. Roy, fantastic interview, man.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask him if he was going to make the video on his bus because he showed that he transformed the bus and it. He customized it himself and added TV, bench, and pole, and lights, and they showed it like step by step as he was putting it together, and it was interesting. It was interesting on that part. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to ask him because he promotes the Wizzle so much. The Wizzle is a Southern country.
A wine, right?
I'm like, man, you should get your own flavor. And Wizzle, the way he promotes it like that, or even, they should have him do some promo for them. You know, it makes sense. But he turned out to be a recognizable figure on IG. He posts something like every 2 days, if not, maybe even every day. And some days he does his own rant, too. Sometimes he's off. Sometimes he's going crazy. Sometimes he's entertaining, So it's something to check out, what I'm saying? But I definitely think he should incorporate that bus that he just detailed. It'll look good for the video. Get some freaks in there doing they bounce dance, and he won't get in trouble.
All right, no doubt. Now, I got my dude, Mello Dave, in the building. One of my dudes from back in the day is one of the nicest MCs that I personally know. And I want to bring on the airways real quick, man. Yo, Dave, man, what's good, man? We appreciate you coming through, man, checking out the show.
Yeah.
What's the deal, man? How you feeling, man?
It's all good. All right, now, I don't know if I ever introduced you to my dude, Mr. Roy, right here. All right, but he's been down with me since, back in the days, too. Artist himself, producer, DJ, MC, man. What I'm saying? We definitely got to get that situation that we was talking about behind the scenes, man. This is, dude is going to help me put all that, put all that together.
My man, Roland, how you feeling, man?
Man, what's good, Mellow Day? We talked before. We chopped it up. I heard some bars. I think even back in the day, we was spitting on the same show. I think I want to remember that. But if not, I'm looking forward to it, man. We got to get show these young whippersnappers with this Similac on their jaw. They ain't really got bars. They don't know what they're like. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt, I
give it up. That's how I give it up.
Without a doubt.
And Sid can vouch for that. And once he said you,
fact.
He vouching for you, I already know that he ain't talking crap.
Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, shoot, man, I'm always in the lab, you know. You know, it's more like a hobby, but, you know, although I call it a hobby, I take it mad serious, man. You know what I mean? Especially when I hear these cats nowadays, man, they not paying homage like they really need to. You know, and a lot of it is photo op, you know what I mean, just to get them a little, you know, it's more props, but, you know, man, that's me, man, hip-hop, that's me, man. It's always going to be me.
You looking in the mirror then, bro. You looking in the mirror because that's me too, man. They ain't authentic. You know what I'm saying? I still do it myself too. I drop music. I still keep it alive. I still show bars. I still jump on anything that moves, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because I think it's an artistry, and these guys don't really – they're not as artistic as the olden era. They're not. It's a difference. So, you know,
yeah.
I definitely link up with your man behind the scenes, get social media, whatever we got to do, man, just so we can show them how, you know, two of us get together. We're going to burn it down regardless of what.
No doubt. No doubt, man. I mean, like I said, man, that's me, man. That's all I do. You know, my son, he's trying to get something going, man, and I got to critique this dude because I'm like, yo, man, yo, you got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. You got to. And I have to stop and say to myself, wait a minute, man. He's a grown-ass man. I don't need, you know, what am I doing? But, hey, you know, I'm always trying to improve it. I'm always trying to improve hip-hop in some way, whether it be me, my son, you know, and quite frankly, I think the older I get, the better I get, for real.
Of course, of course. But, you know, they refer to us as old heads and old school. I say I'm the true school, bro. You know what I'm saying? If anything, the golden school. So we gonna do it, bro.
No doubt. And I've been a fan of Sincere shit, man. Ever since I was a little dude, I've been a fan of Sincere's, man. So going over to his
sound
school.
Like I'm old like that. He said since he was a little dude. Listen to you. You wildin'.
I ain't saying nothing.
But it's true though, man. I used to be like,
hey, I bet you anything though, Sincere look younger than the both of us. No beard having, you know what I'm saying? Sincere look younger than the both of us. You know what I'm saying? So don't let the smooth shape fool you,
wow.
He's young.
Shit, I used
right.
to be excited to go to the Dirty Basement. I was excited, man. Shit. I did my best shit there at the Dirty Basement. You kidding me?
Yeah, man. We used to do some things, man. Me and David, shit. Like, everybody used to come through, man. Like, man, a lot of stuff went down in the basement, son. A lot of stuff. A lot of recordings. A lot of history.
We
know what I'm
saying?
We might
all the same people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I still got a lot of those recordings, you know what I'm saying, in the cut. I got to pull them out.
Word?
Yeah, I still got a lot of those recordings, man, a lot of those four-track joints. I still got a lot of them joints. Yeah, I got, you know,
it was one joint
back.
We can dump them to the computer, and you know I'll touch them up. Since he'll tell you. You send them.
Yo,
we'll dump them.
One joint. Yo, Rod, it was one joint me and Sincere did. We took a sample. You know how a Gangstar, man, they used to have, like, you know, they do their, you know, songs, and they have, like, a 30-second sample,
yeah.
You know what I mean, of something that Primo did. Man, Sincere took that little 20, 30-second sample and stretched it out, and me and Sincere, just me and him, made a song. It's called Most Niggas Ain't All That. Now, I wish you could pull that one up. That shit, man, if that shit would have hit the fucking stands, kid, we'd have been paid off of that song, for real.
Don't play around. Social media is something. Now you could they lucky that the situation at hand is not the situation back then. Because I know for sure I'd have been a millionaire. I know for sure.
Man, listen. All we did back then was record, man. Me and Johnny Quest, man. All we did was record.
Man, yeah,
we used to have a house full of cats. You know what I'm saying? Dave used to come through, Mikey D, Lotto, all them niggas used to come through. I used to have like 10, 15 people in and out the house all day long, man. It used to be crazy, but those were the times, man. We used to do a lot of music, a lot of songs, man, a lot of songs. I mean, some of the songs could bang now, man, just like, some of these songs could bang now. Some of the tracks that some of them just could bang now. For real.
Yeah, and the crazy part about it is you was nice enough for us to come through. You know, a lot of cats didn't have no loot. You know what I mean? You extended yourself to help brothers out, and I'll be always grateful for that, man, because if it wasn't for you, a lot of that shit wouldn't have took place because, you know, niggas back in the days, man, you had to pay money for that production, man. You know what I mean? It's sincere. It's like, yo, man, you support me, I support you.
You know? We had some cats that used to, you know what I'm saying? Now we did charge some people, yo. You know what I'm saying? We didn't charge everybody, but we did charge some people. Some cats used to hit us up, and, you know, we had our fees and shit. And they would come through, and, you know, we would hook up their tracks, and they would leave happy, and they would tell their friends, and then next thing you know, their friends be coming, and, you know, that's how we kept it going. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, but we definitely did, we did a whole lot of work for, like, a bunch of different people, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of people used to come through every day. That's all, you know what I'm saying? That's all we did, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple more minutes, you know, left in the show. Appreciate everybody. You know, coming through today, had a fantastic conversation with our guest, MC Shan. You know what I'm saying? I got my dude, Ben Buttons. He's still in the building with us. Before we get ready to get on out of here, let me see if I can get him reconnected. Buttons, you still with me? Buttons, where you at? Nah, I guess he must be
Yo.
Indisposed. Oh, there we go. Yo, Buttons. Yeah, what's happening? Yeah, what's good with you,
Hello?
Man? We get ready to get on out the door. Yeah, what's good, man? We get ready to get out the door, but I just want to holler back at you real quick.
Yeah, I just want to say greatly appreciate it, man. I think it's that time to go, so I'm going to keep it real short for you, all right? I do all have right. a quick question, though. Rakim was saying that Marley Moe walked out the door, yo, and he got frustrated with him because he didn't want to do this on the way he wanted it done. And that, you know, MC Shan steps to the plate and he recorded it. What I want to know is how long did it take for you to knock it out the park?
I don't know. We didn't get a chance to ask him that question.
Yeah, Shan is gone. He's not here no more.
Ah! They said, yo, that's something I was saying. Yo, will you speak to the man again, yeah? Because I be studying shit, all right? Let him know that.
All right, no doubt.
Get at him for me because I've been waiting, like, you know what I'm saying?
We got an 843 coming in at the last minute. Let me see if I can plug them in real quick if they got something they want to say. 843, what's good?
This is K Dog, baby.
K Dog, baby, calling at the last minute, man. You missed MC Shan.
Yo. I was just listening to you and Mello.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's still in the building. He right here.
Who, Mello?
Yeah.
Yo, what's the deal, Don?
Yo, I'm sitting up here listening to this. I said, yo, I'm listening to this. I'm like, hold on, this is Mello. I'm listening to Mello. I said, yo, I remember all of that. Can I get my producer credit or my scouting? Yo, I'm like, hold up, don't my boy. I remember all of those times. Wow, what's good though?
All right, no doubt, man. We appreciate you calling in, my dude K Dog and shit, another one of my fam. All right, you know what I'm saying? For back in the days around the way and whatnot, everybody spread out right now. I'm the only one left in New York right now. Everybody spread out. You know what I'm saying? Got VA, my dude Mr. Roy, he in Florida.
You know what I'm saying? My dude, K-Dog, he in South Carolina and shit like that. Everybody spread out, but, you know what I'm saying, we still all together nonetheless. But we only got a couple more seconds, man. I got to get ready to get on out the door.
All right, bro. Do your thing, man. Peace out, man. Love you guys, man.
I appreciate you, family. I know that Miller Dave coming through. My dude, K-Dog, coming through. Thank y'all so much, man.
All right, peace.
No doubt.
All right, peace. So, bro, we got a couple more seconds before we got to get on out the door. They're getting ready to give us the boot.
Man, they making sure to get us out here quick, but we're going to tune in on Monday and check Priest out real quick, and then we're going to be back on Thursday with me and Purple Dread, and then we'll be back here Friday with Priest, and then Saturday again, me and CJ Sincere. So just check the timelines, man. We got this thing going on. We had a great interview. You can go back and check it out. And everybody, tune in to the next episode, Dirty Basement. We're doing it. And I see you, Ben Buns. We're going to make this thing pop. Metal Dave, make that link with me and Sincere. Got to link us up. All right? So let's do this, man.
All right. That's it. We on out the door. Y'all take care. Be safe. Peace.
Peace. Out the door.